Good morning. This is Pastor Ed Rice here, and of Good Samaritan Baptist Church in Dresden, New York. I wanted to just do a little podcast here again to let folks know that we're still here. Our first Sunday of the year, we had a significant a blizzard sweep across, and so we did close our church for our first January 7th service of 2024. And besides all that, I was still out of town. We were out at Anchor Baptist Church, where my in Massillon, Ohio, where my son pastors, Shane Rice, and we were stuck there with a vehicle that had quit on us, and we're buying a new set of wheels, actually. So anyway, we were out of church on this Sunday, and I wanted to go ahead and just read some scriptures that I would have preached out of the first epistle of the Apostle John. So let's go ahead, and if you have a Bible, turn there to First John, and I'll be reading the portion of scripture, probably that first chapter at least. First epistle of John. John was 90 years old, probably in that time frame, when he took pen and wrote this epistle. This is not like any other epistle. It is written to my little children, and so it's very personal and very precious. And I've said before that I believe that he was commanded, well, I know he was commanded while on the Isle of Patmos. It's recorded in Revelations 1:19 that write the things that thou hast seen. So John is doing what he was told by the Lord Jesus Christ himself to do. And so he began writing, and he wrote his Gospel of John. I believe he wrote this first verse we're going to read, and then he went back and got a bigger scroll and wrote the whole Gospel of John. That's how I believe it happened. So let's look at this first epistle, the first epistle of John. 1 John 1, the Bible reads, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life." Parentheses, "For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us." Close parentheses. "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Verse 5. "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." 1 John chapter 2, My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Chapter 2 and verse 18 begins, little children, it is the last time. And he goes on to give some pertinent warnings that we want to look at in future Bible study. Lord, Father, praise you again and thank you for your word. Thank you that we could be students of it. Thank you again, Father, for the worship of you that go on, even though we're snowed into our homes. And I pray again, Father, that you just bless. Touch our little church, Good Samaritan Baptist Church, with your hand. Encourage and bless. Be with our folks even on this day, that as they would worship apart, as they would worship at home, that we could again see your name exalted in our lives, in our homes, and in our week that we start on this first day of the week. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Lord bless you for listening in to this little 10-minute message. And I hope again that we'll meet you again in the church house on the next appointed time.